you hear me?
Where's Millie?
I'm Inez, and this is my friend Malcolm. We have some questions we need you to answer.
I didn't want to kill him. I'm a good person.
I'm sure you are.
He was going to hurt all of you. You were! You told me you were! That's the only reason!
Who are you talking to, kid?
No one.
No one. Okay. So you're saying Ivan was planning to attack us?
I didn't want to hurt anybody.
I believe you. Look, I'm sorry we have to have you contained like this, but you understand after what we saw, we have to be cautious.
Where are Millie and Caitlin? I think I saw them in
the
woods.
Don't worry about them.
They were real, though? Like, they were really there?
Yeah, they were real.
They were real, yes.
Oh. Can I see them?
No.
Not yet.
No, I want to know why you were with Ivan in the first place, kid. Tell us the whole story from the beginning.
No.
No?
No, I'm interested in something more specific.
Inez, if I may...
Right before Malcolm found you in the woods, there was what sounded like a small hum. It was very close to you. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Why didn't it hurt you?
It wasn't that kind of hum.
What do you mean?
It wasn't the kind that comes from the sky. It was the kind you make.
You can make?
Yeah. I showed Ivan how. They're not dangerous.
How do you know?
Is this something you do a lot?
No, not too much. My grandpa doesn't like it when I do it too much.
Your grandpa, huh? Was he with you in the woods?
No. We got caught in the road during a real hum. The sky kind, and he didn't have any way to protect himself.
And what about you? How did you protect yourself?
I didn't. Can I see Millie?
Are you saying you were caught in a hum, but you survived?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know. It's just what happens.
It's happened multiple times?
Yeah. I mean, not too many. You know, I try to hide when I can because they really hurt.
Hurt how?
It feels like... I don't know. It feels like my brain is coming apart. It's like I can hear everything all at once. And at any second, I might just fall apart and disappear. But then I don't, and it's over. What are you going to do with me for killing Ivan?
That's up to you. See, Huck, I think you're very special. Most people can't survive the hum, and if we could figure out how you do it, we could help a lot of people.
Will you tell Millie and Caitlin that I'm helping? That I'm doing something good?
I will. And in the meantime, you tell us everything you know about the hum.
Okay, so Huck is being held captive in the compound where Millie and Caitlin have been staying. And now Inez is asking lots of questions. And everyone's wondering, what are they going to do with Huck? I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth. And if you're totally confused, this is part 5 of an ongoing series. We put links to all 5 parts in the show notes for this story. You can also hear all 5 episodes on our website, thetruthpodcast.com.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a 6th season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to End of the Hum.
And see how the ringing sounds different depending on how much liquid's inside?
Uh-huh.
So it's like that, but you add a little bit of blood.
Why?
I don't know.
Can it be any blood?
I think so.
And it doesn't hurt anyone?
Not that I've seen. It just makes you feel good. Connected.
Connected to what?
Everything.
Show me.
Sure. Can I just have my knife?
Inez, you in there?
Yeah.
Open up.
Just a minute, Huck. What is it?
Are you all right?
Yes.
You missed our check-in with the group leaders.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
I covered for you, don't worry.
Thank you.
You look tired. You need me to stay?
Unnecessary. I'm bonding with him.
Don't bond too much. The kid is half out of his mind. It's worth remembering.
Noted. I'll see you later. Sorry about that, Huck. Where were we? Right. The blood.
I need my knife so I can cut my hand.
Here, how about I hold on to the knife and I help you?
Okay.
Okay. Relax.
It's okay. I promise, it's okay.
Oh, you're right.
It
doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
I wonder why not.
I wonder what's different.
Maybe we can find out why.
I told them you would like it.
Who?
Sorry. No one. Voices.
Whose voices?
People I knew.
Whose voices?
People I saw on TV.
Whose voices?
People who are gone.
People who are gone.
Mama.
Joseph?
No, I hate to say it, but I haven't found anything consequential about this kid. Nothing came up that registered to me as unique. Not his blood work, not his checkup, nothing.
There has to be something.
Not something I can isolate. Maybe if I had better equipment or bigger sample size to work with.
No, I tell you what. Next time there's a giant hum, we'll ask some people to stand outside, and the ones who live can come see you after.
I know you're joking, but that actually would help, you know, scientifically speaking.
Hey, what about Huck?
What about him?
We could leave him out there, exposed. During the next one, monitor him. He says he's immune.
I guess that's true, but that's kind of...
Didn't he also say that it feels like his brain is falling apart and that he might disappear?
I didn't think you cared about him.
I thought you did.
I care about getting answers. But of course, if you think it's too far, I won't press it for now.
I mean, it could help. If we could get some decent equipment that the hum doesn't interfere with, but...
All right, let us know what you need and maybe we'll consider it. Just think about it.
You got it.
Joseph, are you there?
Inez, are you in there?
Hang on just a second. Millie, Lily, Caitlin, how are you?
Sorry to bother you.
No, come in, come in. What can I do for you two?
Well, actually, Malcolm said you wanted to see us.
Did he? Ah, yes. No. Of course, yes, I did. I have a seat, both of you.
Is everything all right?
Yes, why wouldn't it be?
We thought maybe you were upset with us over everything with Ivan and then with Huck.
No, of course not. I did want to talk to you about the boy, though. He asks about you both a lot. It's clear he cares about you. You have a history with him.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you spoke with him, Millie, what did he say about Baham?
What do you mean?
Anything stand out about Baham or voices he was hearing?
What kind of voices?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, he said he survived the hum, and I guess he mentioned talking to people, or pretending to talk to people. You know, you get lonely, I figured. He was pretending to talk to us. Or, I don't know, that's
what
all
What is this about?
Huck is teaching us what he knows about the hum. He's had some very unique experiences with the hum, and it's important for us to gather that information before we decide what to do with him.
What are you going to do with him?
Have you ever seen what happens to people who hear it?
No.
No.
We had a little room in my house. One of those little soundproof rooms with a window. My husband got it as a precaution. He'd heard some rumor about a sonic apocalypse and he wanted to be prepared. We teased him about it. Mercilessly. And then one day, it happened. The hum started. I still didn't really believe it. But I was standing by the little room, so I got in. My son had been out. He came running in. He looked like he was in so much pain. He was tearing out his hair. I went to open the door for him, but before I could, it was like he disintegrated right in front of me.
I'm sorry.
My husband never came back either. I assume the same thing happened to him. Anyway, since then, there's really only been one thing that has kept me going. Building this community. A community where people can feel safe again. Nothing is more important than that. Huck, I just saw your friends, Millie and Caitlin.
Did you tell them I'm helping?
I did. They were very impressed.
Can I see them?
Soon. I want to talk to you about the voices.
I know they're not real. They just help me. They helped me when I was alone.
Could they be real?
What do you mean?
You said the little hums, they make you feel connected to everything. Couldn't they be connecting you to the voices you hear? To the people we lost in the hum?
You sound a lot like Jesse.
Jesse?
He said that we need to embrace them and join them.
This Jesse, he was an older man?
Yeah, he had a pet rat, Emperor Norton.
When did you last see him?
Years ago. He walked out into one, and after we couldn't find him. My grandpa said he died.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
But... well, that's not what my voices are.
Why do you say that? Couldn't they be?
Because I don't just hear people who died in the hum. I hear pretend people, and people that are still here, and people that didn't die in the hum.
Maybe you hear both.
Thank you.
Joseph, honey, are you there?
Joseph? Joseph?
It's your mom.
Joseph?
Joseph? Joseph?
If you can hear me, sweetheart, I want you to know that I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, and I am so, so sorry. What is it, Malcolm? I am busy.
What, you're making a hum in your office?
Okay, what can I do for you, Malcolm?
I don't think this stuff is safe.
I don't agree. What else?
What's going on, Inez, since we found that boy?
I said, what else?
Okay, the people are freaked out. They know the kid is here. They know he has a history of violence. They want to know what we're doing about it.
We are doing research.
No, not about the hum, about him. He killed someone.
Someone who wanted to hurt us.
He's unstable.
He's restrained.
For how long? I mean, what's our long-term plan here? We're going to keep him locked up forever, making hums?
Do you remember Jesse, Malcolm?
Jesse was a loon. And the kid is crazier than him. You've seen him. You've talked to him. He talks to people who aren't there.
Well, so do I, sometimes. You know I do.
That's not... Come on. That's grief.
I hear Joseph in the hums.
Stop listening. I'm sorry, but it's not real and it's not healthy.
How can you know that? Malcolm, I have spent years trying to protect people from the hum. What if the real answer is to join it?
No.
Jesse disappeared and he came back.
Says who?
If he can come back, that means there is somewhere to come back from.
Inez. Inez, look at me. Get up. Come with me. We're gonna take care of this right now.
What?
Huck.
Hi,
You said you want to help?
Yes, I do.
Malcolm.
Just let me, You think people can go into the hum and survive? That's what you think, right?
I don't know.
See? He doesn't know. Your best source, a kid who isn't even all here by my estimation, and even he doesn't know.
I get it, Malcolm.
It would be nice.
Yeah, of course it would be nice, but it's not possible.
I've been thinking a lot about this, Huck. And I think it's the only way to really find out if Jesse was right. You have to try to go into the hum and then come back and tell us, show us, if you can, something from the other side.
Inez.
You want me to be in a hum? A big one?
I know they're scary, Huck, but this could help so many people.
But I...
You do want to help, right?
Yes, but...
Huck, I wouldn't ask you to do this if I didn't think it would work. I know it hurts, but it is so, so important. Don't you see?
Okay.
You'll try to go through it?
Yeah.
There's someone I think I can hear sometimes. Joseph. See if you can reach him.
Okay.
Inez, look at him. He's terrified.
I'm proud of you, Huck. You can do this. Huck?
Well, if we're doing this, we may as well do it. Let's go, Inez.
Okay, remember, Joseph.
Okay.
Let's go. Good luck, kid.
Whoa, just when things were getting good. Ah, well, we'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, we're entering into, like, a big gift-giving season, and I just got my mom a really great gift that I want to tell you guys about. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. Every week, StoryWorth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options, and each unique prompt asks questions you'd never think to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or what was the first vacation you ever went on?
My family traveled a lot.
That's my mom.
Every Easter, we would drive down from Detroit to Rockwood, Tennessee, to visit my mom and dad's families for a week.
With Storyworth, I'm giving those I love a thoughtful, personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to storyworth.com/truth and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/truth to save $10 on your first purchase. There's a lot of reasons why you might see a therapist. You might be struggling with grief. You might have problems with relationships or stress. You might have trouble sleeping, meeting goals. Online therapy might be for you. BetterHelp is secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Visit betterhelp.com/truth and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. The Truth is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/truth. That's BETTERHELP.com/truth. Now back to End of the Hum.
Door closing soon, Group Z.
Check.
Jesus, where were you two?
Everyone's here.
They are now.
Door's closing!
Thanks for holding us down, Vic.
God almighty, don't do that again.
Hey, Nest.
Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. I just, I was wondering, where's Huck? We just wanted to make sure that, that Caitlin and I didn't run into him down here.
He's not down here.
He's not?
We left him outside.
Oh. Okay. Good, then. Is he gonna be okay?
He said he survives them.
Right.
Something else?
Yeah, actually. Caitlin and I were talking, and you know how you said you didn't know what you wanted to do with him yet?
Yeah.
Just don't worry about us, okay? I mean, we don't really want to be around him, but I think that if we'd been alone as long as him, we might be a little strange too, you know? We want to give him a second chance, sort of, from a distance.
I will take that into consideration.
Yeah, just don't hurt him because of us.
I won't. I promise.
Okay. Good. Anyway, that's all. I better go find Caitlin.
You look like you wish you were on the other side of that door.
If it works.
I don't think it works. Like it's suicide.
What about Jesse?
He probably survives them. Like Huck. He isn't, you know, appearing, disappearing. He's just wandering around in the hums, and we're all in here, so we don't know. I don't see what's driving you here. You have no proof, other than the fact that you really want it to be true.
Not yet.
Can you hear that?
That's Huck. Malcolm. What did we do?
I promise.
I'll try.
Why not face it with open eyes and see what it is we're afraid of?
Jesse?
It's okay to be afraid.
Are you really there, or are you just in my head?
Jesse, is that you?
Tell me. Please, Jesse, just tell me.
Tell me.
It's okay to be afraid.
I'm not afraid of the hum.
There's just waves.
I'm not afraid of the hum.
Waves on the surface of the ocean of reality. To me, like you've made yourself a friend.
No, I haven't. I don't have any friends. Not here. I don't know how.
There's something wrong with me.
Maybe if we could find a way to think about it differently, it would be less scary.
I thought I was helping them, you know, but it just made them angry. Every time I try to make things better, they get worse. I want to do what you did. I want to go into the hum. Can you show me?
Whenever I feel afraid.
Please.
Please.
If you're really there, please.
If you're really there.
Tell me how you did it.
Please.
I don't want to be here anymore. Jesse, please.
Please.
Please. Please. I don't want to be anywhere.
Huck? Can you hear me? Are you all right?
I think so. I'm still here.
Yes, you are still here.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I'm sorry I left you out here when you told me it would hurt.
Oh, it's okay. I mean... I've done it before.
I'm sorry anyway. Will you forgive me?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. I forgive you.
Thank you. So, hey, we decided something while you were down here.
Oh, yeah?
We decided that we are going to let you out.
You are?
Mm-hmm. But let me be clear, this is probationary. And you need to be cautious. Okay, I talked to Millie and Caitlin during the hum, and they feel bad for you, but they also don't trust you, and they're going to have to forgive you, or not, in their own time.
You talked to Millie and Caitlin for me?
And you cannot rush them, all right? I'm very firm on that. Don't even go anywhere near them at first. You let them decide if they want to see you.
Okay.
And you're going to have someone watching you for a while because we need to make sure everyone feels comfortable.
Okay.
Okay, but you and I know that's just a precaution, right?
Right.
Because, like you told me, you're a good person.
I am. I promise.
Great. Now, first things first. Everyone here gets a job.
So basically here, we're preparing the soil for tomatoes.
Okay, cool.
So you're gonna wanna dig about 3 feet wide and 2 feet deep. Sound good?
Sounds great.
I'll be right over there. If you have questions, just call me.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Huck.
Hey, Millie.
I just wanted to say that, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. You too.
Did you ever think you'd see so many people again?
Never. Thanks for giving me another chance.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, I Caitlin's waiting for me, so I should get going. I'll see you around?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you know that guy Vic?
Yeah, is he the doctor?
Yeah. He's got a ton of books. So if you're ever looking for some, he'll make you sign them out, but they're really good.
Thanks. Hey, Millie.
Yeah?
You were right, you know.
About what?
I'm a gardener.
Seems like it's going well.
Seems to be.
Still thinking about the other side?
Yeah. Just thinking about it for now, though. I promise.
Good.
hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. End of the Hum was written by Mary McDonnell and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Danielle Delgado, James Dwyer, Russell G. Jones, Marissa Brau, Lewis Kornfeld, Jessica Morgan, and Mary McDonnell. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Nicole Hill and AC Lamberty. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia. From PRX.